that lust I found is so strong in a DS-DDLG relationship. Welcome to the Daddy Dom Podcast, providing Daddy Dom insights and perspectives to the DDLG and DS relationship, connection, and interactions through conversation and spicy audios. Join me as I continue this journey to be the best Daddy Dom for you. Support the continuation of this podcast by subscribing to Patreon/Daddy Dom Podcast. Where you will get access to episodes 2 weeks prior to them airing to the public, exclusive Q&As, and of course, your input on topics to explore on future episodes, as well as special bonus episodes, exclusive only to Patreon. If you love the stories that accompany this podcast, there are over 300 of them on my personal page at patreon.com/inmyhandsaudio. All the links to where you can find me and other sites are in the bio of this episode, so reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, earbuds in and stay tingly. Lust. Unbridled lust. Now that is something that I have found within a DDLG or DS connection is unparalleled. Truly, the absolute desire, sexual desire for your little or your sub is unprecedented in my view. It has been the best sexual experience I've ever had. And that lust, it comes out sometimes where I just want to ravage you, take you, own you, make you remember that you are mine. And by doing so, I feel that it makes you feel like the sexiest little girl on earth. Because all I want is to pour out all my primal sexual lust into what I behold before me. You. Yeah, baby girl, it's all you. My lust is driven by you. And sometimes I just can't help myself. I've got to take you and fuck you and just own you. Throw you around on the bed, take you whenever I want, because just looking at you, knowing how you feel in my hands, knowing how it feels with my cock inside you, I want more and more and more, and I just can't help myself. I just have to fuck you in any way I want to. And that lust I found is so strong in a DS-DDLG relationship like I've never felt before. Just the thought of it, you know, just makes daddy hard. But conversely to that, we always talk about both sides of how it makes me feel as a daddy and how it makes you feel as a little or a sub. It must be quite empowering to know that you are the object of my desire. It makes you feel desirable, irresistible to me, and ultimately so sexy that you are the one I have eyes for, the one I want to feed on, the one I want to use as my little fuck toy and just pour all my sex into you. It's one of the ways that in a DS connection it makes you feel sexy. Like you're the only thing I want, which is true. And there are different ways I show that lust. Fucking you like my slutty little fuck toy. Or my special little princess. Either way, it's me showing how much I want you, I need you, and I want to fuck you every goddamn day. All of you. All of it. It's just so intense. I can barely explain it. But when I see you, when we're just walking around the house or whatever, and I gaze over at you, you are the object of my lust. Primal lust. I just want to feel your wrists in my grip. I want to feel the thrust in and out of you. I want to pin you. I want to hold you. I want to squeeze you. I want to kiss you. I want to bite. All of that. I just go crazy for that connection. That DS connection, that Dom-Sub connection, because I also know that you are getting just as much of a thrill and a connection out of me wanting you, wanting your sex, wanting your body, wanting to dominate you. And you love it just as much as I do. And as a daddy Dom, that is important to me. To know that you are getting just as much pleasure out of our fucking as I am loving fucking you. And I truly love that type of sex. Your lust. My lust. That lust. There's no other word to describe it. That intense feeling where you just have to let go. Me just letting go of my need to care for you and coddle you and just use you, and you just letting go of all your inhibitions and giving me your body to use. It's a connection beyond no other. Knowing that what I am taking, you are willingly giving. Because it makes you feel so good. And it makes me feel so horny. Oh, it's fucking fantastic. I'm sorry if I'm getting a little hot and bothered. But it is, again, another important part of that relationship, of that connection, of that scenario, of those times when we're together, that I just need you because you are the sexiest little thing on earth. And one of the reasons why I chose you, because you can take what I am going to give. Yeah, all of that. The way it makes me feel to just take you. And the way it makes you feel that you want to be taken by me. That connection is deep. It's full of trust, understanding, and a similar kink that we both share. I had recorded a few audios based on that, and it was hard for me to choose one, but I found one that the title just says it all. You are my lust. You bring out the lust in me. And that's what little girls should do for their daddies when they are connected truly. So sit back, enjoy. It slowly ramps up and it just gets hotter as it goes. What a perfect scenario. I love our lust. I know you love it too. You know what I really, really like? I love the way you dress up all sexy just for me. Just for me when we're at the house. We're just hanging out. You come out of the bedroom in some sexy lingerie or tight yoga pants and crop top. Or nothing at all. I love the way you just get all sexied up just for me around the house. I love just watching you walk, move, watching your body flow. You're mesmerizing. Absolutely mesmerizing. I cannot take my eyes off you. And I know you do it on purpose. I know when you're feeling frisky. I know when you're looking for a little something to spice up our day. And I love it. You know it turns me on. The negligee, the lingerie, just a robe. When you do your makeup, or just have the natural look. Hell, any way you look just turns me on. And you go about your business without giving me any mind. Coy little girl, you know it exactly what's coming. Yes, you do. You know that walking around in front of me makes my cock so fucking hard. I can't help but start to stroke it through my pants. Just soaking you in. You know it. Because you can see my eyes. How they lust after you. How my calm demeanor turns to wolfish grin. Yeah. And I slowly follow you, stalking you. And you can feel my presence. And you give me that sly little smile. And that wink of your eye, like you're singing to me, come and get me, come and take me. come and chase me. I do love this little game we play. And you see me stroking my cock through my pants. You see how hard you make me. You see how much I want you. You just know. And when my eyes finally catch yours, you just back up, step by step, ever so slowly. And I approach you, step by step, ever so slowly. And you put your hands behind you back when you meet the wall. Look at me with those tigress eyes. You know I love this. This little foreplay game we play. The little smiles we share between us. Naughty grins. That want and desire in our eyes. And now I get closer to you and you have nowhere to go, do you? Not that you want to go anywhere at all. You just are anticipating my touch of my hand. But not yet. As I stand before you now, and you watch my hand on my cock, I just slowly reach out. With my middle finger, trace around your hips, and then grab you by the waist and pull you close. I pull your hands from behind your back and lead them to my cock. And I want you to stroke me. I want you to feel how hard you make me. I want you to squeeze out that little drops of pre-cum that come out of my cock, just throbbing for you. Desire is too faint a word for what I feel. Lust is too weak for what I want. There is nothing more that I can say than just my growls and my piercing eyes into your very submissive nature. Put my hand around your throat. Smell you. Kiss you. Right here. Right now. All of it. All of you. I take whatever you have on and slowly peel it off of your body, unbuttoning, unclasping. Letting it drop to the ground until you are perfectly perfect before me. Naked and raw.
just the way I like you. With my hand on the small of your back and your hands on my cock, I press you forward and slide my hand down across your ass and lift your leg. I know how wet you are. And I crouch down just a little bit. You instinctively slide the head of my cock against your sopping wet pussy. And I raise your leg a little higher. With your hand gripping my cock, you push it down and up and in. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. I can't take any more. And I lift your other leg up. And I hold you in my arms and pick you up, still impaled on my cock. And I walk you, holding you. Oh, fuck. Feeling you squeeze my cock with your tight cunt. Slowly bring you to the bed and lay you down. No more kissing, no more touching, just gripping, holding, pulling. My lust driving into you. Oh, the way you turn me on, baby. Oh, yeah. I just lose control. I'd have to take you. Fast. Oh, yeah, just gripping you tight. Oh, your hands on the back of my head, pulling me, thrusting back into me. Yeah, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, baby, fuck me back. Slam into your fucking hot little wet pussy. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me. Good girl, you are. Do you fucking turn me on into this fucking animal? Stop fucking you. Naked with your legs around my waist, pulling me in. Ah, your eyes burning into me. Look at me. Oh, here, it's all for me. You are all for me. Oh, yeah, fuck. Understand.
For more on the Daddy Dom Podcast, subscribe to patreon.com/daddydompodcast and all the tingles at patreon.com/inmyhandsaudio. I'll see you next week, right here on Daddy's lap. Be a good girl.